Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was AEW Dynamite, a great, great episode of AEW Dynamite. Lots of great wrestling, and they're building up, of course, to World's End, as well as the show in Wales, the Collision in Cardiff, Wales, which is coming up this Saturday, and the Holiday Bash next Wednesday as well. SmackDown is also tomorrow, which is the go-home SmackDown for Saturday night's main event, which is Saturday. Yeah, Saturday night's main event on Saturday, and it'll be a four-match show, including the final match in the career of John Cena as he faces Gunther. We're going to talk about that, plus all of the news today. I do want to make sure right off the bat that I send my condolences to the friends and family of Ken Hamblin, who I actually knew since, I believe, the very first match I ever had in pro wrestling, way back in 1998. Ken Hamblin was a local photographer. He worked with Tim Flower's ICW. The PWF is what it was called when it was here in the U.S., and it was the ICW in Canada. And Ken took pictures of all of the matches, and he's been around. He had been around wrestling. I mean, Dave remembers seeing him around in the 70s, and he would always, you know, come up to me after shows. He'd have this envelope, and it'd have all of these pictures from me and all of my matches. So pretty much before the days of cell phones and taking pictures on your phone, all of the pictures that I actually have from early on in my career were taken by Ken Hamblin. And he would always give those to me, and he was a super nice guy. He'd had a lot of health issues of late. A GoFundMe had been opened, and unfortunately, he passed away, I believe, yesterday. So, all the best. Everybody in the Northwest remembers Ken Hamblin. Probably talk about him tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show as well. So, that's the story. We'll be back after the break to talk more news, Wrestling Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, going solo here today, and I got a lot of news to get into. Brian Alvarez addresses his enemies to open the show today. I wouldn't say enemies, but a lot of people on Twitch talking about how apparently the internet was really angry yesterday that I talked about John Cena and Gunther opening Saturday night's main event. Well, I guess we should start with that then. So, listen, they could open with anything they want on Saturday night. The day the show is going to come, someone may say, you know what are we doing? Let's put the John Cena match on last, okay? All I can tell you is 100% the idea was 100% that John Cena's match was going on first, okay? Now, whether it does, we'll find out the day of the show. There are a lot of arguments for and against, okay? So, John Cena wants to go on first. It's John Cena's retirement match. He wants to open the show. He has said this publicly. He has said this privately, okay? Whatever everyone else's arguments are about where the match should take place, John Cena wants to go on first. John Cena legitimately wanted NXT wrestlers on the show so that they could be showcased for his final appearance, his final Saturday night's main event, his final match. He said this countless times. I don't want this show to be about me. I am going to have my final match on this show. But I want this match to be a springboard for other people as well. And so in his mind, he wants to open the show so that the NXT wrestlers can be seen as the main eventers. As noted, at some point last week, the decision was made, all right, you go on first, they will go on later. Now, obviously, there's been, as you could all see yesterday, a lot of outcry about this and a lot of fans very, very upset about it. Now, a few things. First off, from the very beginning of Saturday night's main event, and to be fair, you know, back in the day, Saturday night's main event aired in the Saturday Night Live time slots. It was like 11:30 p.m. is when the show started. back in the day on Saturday night's main event, the main event always went on first. The Hulk Hogan match always opened the show. Every single time the main event went on first. Then they would do the other matches afterwards. So, obviously, the time frame makes things different. The show isn't airing at 11:30. But the idea that we've never had the main event going on first on Saturday night's main event, that's ridiculous. It was always, always on first during the heyday of Saturday night's main event. Back when that Hogan-Andre main event show did, it was like 29. The real number is not 33 million. That's what's reported. It was a little bit less than that. It was probably about 27, 28 million. But, I mean, back in the heyday of Saturday night's main event, the Hulk Hogan match, the main event always went on first, okay? Now, the other argument that I'm hearing is, oh, my God, everybody is going to see John Cena's final match, and then they're all going to leave. Everyone's going to leave the building after John Cena's final match. If this was a five-hour show, and you did 3 hours of action, then you did the John Cena match, and then you were going to do something else or a few more matches afterwards, yeah, maybe after 4 hours, some people are going to leave to beat traffic, okay? This is a two-hour show, probably a two-and-a-half-hour show. There is no way that people who bought tickets for this show are going to show up for an hour and then decide they're going to leave and not watch the second hour. Do you guys know how much people paid for tickets to the John Cena retirement match? The cheapest seats, $400 to $500. The premium ringside package, $11,000. On the secondary market, some of these tickets ended up selling for $30,000. No one is paying this kind of money to go to a show, to watch John Cena's final match, and then leave an hour into the show. Now, will people turn off Peacock, potentially, after John Cena's final match? Yeah, it's possible. But, you know, what's also possible is that there's a lot of stuff to watch on Saturday night. You turn on Peacock, it opens with a NXT match. Well, you go watch something else. And you tune in during John Cena's match and only for John Cena's match. I mean, that happens. So, I personally, it's John Cena's final match. Let him make the call. If he wants to go on first, let John Cena go on first. All I've heard is people complaining John Cena deserved better. John Cena's retirement, he shouldn't have been a heel and wasted matches. And I can't believe Brock. All you guys have done is complain about the treatment of John Cena. Well, on his last day, he wants to go on first. So let the guy go on first. Is it really that big a deal? No one's going to leave the building. Everyone's going to still watch his match on Peacock. It's all going to be fine. Saturday may come and they may go the other direction. He may end up main eventing. But, you know, if they have no end time, whatever. He can main event. But, you know, John Cena is one of those old school guys. He's not at the Performance Center with Gunther. They aren't going over a match. If you've ever watched a John Cena match over the course of the last year, John Cena is going to go as short or as long as he wants. He's going to feel the crowd. He's going to call the entire match in the ring. He's got a pattern that he does every single time. If he stretches out a little, whatever, you know, his entrance is going to be as long as it needs to be. The post-match thank you Cena is going to be as long as he wants it to be. So I think he's got the right idea, but that's just me. We shall see. I should also mention another update here. So Monday, another mystery man showed up. And it was not Austin Theory, okay? Now, if you go on social media, I swear to God, everybody was trying to figure out who the new mystery man was based on his butt. Yes. And everybody concluded that the new mystery man was Montez Ford. Okay? So I can tell you right now that I don't know who the mystery man was on Monday, but was told specifically it was not Montez Ford. So, those of you that have been investigating the butt of the mystery man, you got the wrong butt. So, try again. Couple of notes on AEW. We'll actually talk a lot about this after the break, because we got to talk about the Dynamite show as well. So actually, before I get into that, I will note that at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today, Lance Storm and I will be doing a live Q&A exclusively for the Platinum subscribers on YouTube. There are actually two tiers on YouTube. There is a Platinum tier, and if you are a subscriber to the Platinum tier, and there are a lot of you, this Q&A will be exclusive to you live. So if you're not a Platinum subscriber, fear not. The video will go up afterwards. The audio will go up on the main site. The audio will go up on Apple. The audio will go up on Spotify. If you're a subscriber anywhere, you're going to get the audio later. But if you would like to ask questions live, you must be a Platinum subscriber. And once again, that is 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today. You can ask Lance any questions. You can ask myself any questions. Whatever you want, any topics. That will be 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today for Platinum subscribers. Video.f4wonline.com. That is our YouTube page. And the audio and video will be up for everybody else afterwards. But you must be a Platinum subscriber to ask questions today. So we're going to do these at least once a month. Myself, Lance, some others as well. I'll do solo sometimes. Who knows what we'll do? So sign up today. Back in a moment with AEW News Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So we got some stuff coming out of AW Dynamite as we'll get to. So we'll talk about Dynamite later, but we're building towards World's End, and we talked about this a little bit last night, but it appears that World's End is going to end up some sort of multi-person match. They have got a Swerve Strickland-Josh Alexander match, which is coming up on Collision, and apparently it's like a number one contenders match for the Samoa Joe match, but I think there's going to be it's going to be a three-way or maybe even a four-way. Okay, so that's the plan for World's End at this point. And then they also announced that the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal is coming up here. That would be on Holiday Bash next Wednesday. Okay, now the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal has been taking place for what, 5 years now? And every single year, the winner of that ends up being MJF. Nobody else has ever won the ring. So, I mean, I can't say 1,000% that MJF is going to be in that match, but, I mean, MJF's going to be in that match. He has no film commitments at this moment. And, in fact, he's actually been backstage. I don't know how many times, but he has been backstage at least once recently. And they kind of tried to keep it low-key. But he has been there. And so he's returning. And, of course, he's got the briefcase or whatever to get a championship match. So conceivably, he could also be in that World's End four-way main event for the title, or however many people it is. But MJF back imminently, probably as somebody in the Battle Royal. Or however they do. I think it comes down to two people, and then the two people face off for the ring the following week is how they've been doing it. So I presume he'll make his return for the Battle Royal. And then we'll see what happens with the World's End main event. But that's the short term for AEW. And we'll get into the Dynamite report here after a while. I'm going to go over the rest of the news, and we'll have some time to take some questions. So if you'd like to send a question in, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. That is 425-780-7566. And you can ask questions to Lance and I at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today as well if you're a Platinum subscriber on YouTube. That will be live for Platinum subscribers, so head up there and check it out. All right, update on the Ring Boy lawsuit. A judge has ruled that the ongoing lawsuit stemming from former WWF Ring Boys being sexually assaulted in the 80s and early 90s by a ring announcer will continue. However, there are some changes to the lawsuit itself, according to Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics. Filed in October, the lawsuit accuses Vince McMahon, Linda McMahon, TKO, and WWE of both knowing and ultimately doing nothing to prevent Mel Phillips' sexual assault of underage boys. Phillips, who has since died, was fired by WWE in 1992 after the allegations became public. Longtime WWE official Pat Patterson and former WWE wrestler Coco Beware have also been named, as the list of plaintiffs has grown to 8 people over time. There have been efforts on the defendant's side to get the case thrown out, but to no avail. The Coco Beware one is interesting, if only because, you know, a lot of this, everybody had heard rumors and stories about this for years and years and years and years. And Pat Patterson actually left the company briefly, but returned in the wake of this. Mel Phillips never came back. But I don't ever remember hearing the name Coco Beware. But now he's been named, so list of plaintiffs grown to 8 people. There have been efforts on the defendant's side to get the case thrown out to no avail. According to Thurston, Judge James Brader of the U.S. District Court in Maryland, via a ruling and 48-page opinion, has ordered the case to continue, but with separation on who the plaintiffs have claims against. The defendants have asked the court to dismiss all the claims for lack of jurisdiction, among other reasons. What a horrible reason to dismiss something like this, lack of jurisdiction. This ruling narrowly rejects that motion. The defendants filing up to this point, nor the judge have responded yet to the merits of the Ring Boys' claim of abuse. One plaintiff, John Doe 7, is no longer involved following the ruling, as his claims have been, quote, dismissed without prejudice, which means the case can refile at a later date, but within the statute of limitations if new evidence emerges or other factors. John Doe 2 and 6's claims remain against Linda McMahon, while the rest remain against Vince McMahon and WWE TKO. So this is, yes, prejudice. What do you want me to do? So the claims continue. The case continues on, and we shall see how everything falls out from here. There's also, I don't have all of this in front of me, but the judge in the Janelle Grant case wants... what's the guy's name? The doctor. Colker? Carlton Colker? That's one of those things where I could have sworn his name was one thing, and then at some point it just changed to the other thing. But anyway, the judge wants Colker to produce proof that Vince McMahon paid for Janelle Grant's treatments. She has claimed that Vince paid for everything. And I guess the only thing that Colker has submitted is just that all of these bills have been paid. So the judge wants the proof that Vince actually paid for them. So Colker's side is claiming, well, we don't have that, which even the judge is like, wait a second. So you don't have a paper trail of who paid? You only know it was paid? How could you not have a paper trail of who paid? And so I guess the judge believes, you know, when we asked you for all of this documentation, you couldn't possibly have looked very hard because you're claiming you don't have proof that somebody paid the bill. You only have proof that the bill was paid. So anyway, that's where that is. And the whole thing continues to move glacially slow. So... there's no real update other than that at this point. Eddie Kingston did a promo, not a promo, an interview the other day, and he revealed that he has 6 more years left on his AEW deal. So he signed a very long deal. He said, I have 6 years left on my contract. I want to make my money and then buy a place in Alaska and get the heck away from society. Get me the heck to Alaska. I'm paraphrasing. As long as I can watch the Yankees, Giants, Knicks, and Rangers, all that stuff with streaming, I'm good. Leave me alone. So he's 43 years old, and he's got 6 years left on his deal. So he's not one of those guys saying, I'm only going to do till I'm 40. I mean, he's going to 49, at least 49. And he had a very good match last night with Samoa Joe in the main event. And after the match was over, Bryan Danielson, he and Kingston did a thing after the show. And Kingston was doing a promo. And Danielson got in the ring. And he led the crowd to cheer for Kingston. Noted this was only Kingston's 5th match back since missing 500 days due to a very, very serious leg injury. They did a spot with Gabe Kidd where... he was put through a table. It was on a New Japan show, and the ring apron was too close to the barricade, and there was a table, like, in between. And so he went through the table, but he also smashed his legs on the barricade and then flipped over and almost broke his neck, it looked like, but destroyed his leg, out almost 2 years with that injury, and now is back. And Danielson said he believes in Kingston. Kingston should not hang his head in defeat. Kingston has more heart than anyone in pro wrestling. And then he thanked the Atlanta crowd, noted he loved the city since his first trip there for an independent match years earlier. So that's the update on Eddie. He's got a lot of time left. Okay, by the way, Steve Borden Stephen Borden. Not the actual Sting. Young Sting. Sting Jr. He got a dark match prior to AEW's Winter is Coming edition of Dynamite from Atlanta, Georgia. He beat Kieran Gray. This was the same opponent as in his singles debut. And Kieran is also a Darby Allin trainee. So Steve has been training since early 2024. And I was told he had a match in Defy. And that match is available on YouTube. So if you go up to YouTube and search, you can see Steve Borden's Defy match. And I was told from people that have seen the Defy match and also were at the show that it was basically the exact same match. So if you see the Defy match, you basically saw the match he did for AEW. But, you know, we were told he looked good. So I'm actually not sure how old he is. Sting, of course, is 66, I believe. No, I don't think he's in his late 40s. I think he's in his early 30s or something like that. If anybody knows how old Sting's son is, let me know. But he had his debut match for AEW last night. And there was a guy that looked exactly like Sting in the front row that everybody thought was actually Sting. But he didn't have the big Santa beard. And this time of year, you can't shave that thing off this time of the year. So I think we just had a Sting lookalike in the crowd. All right, back in a moment with more and the Dynamite Report, Wrestling Observer Live.
Appreciation event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge and tax. Due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So the update on the Continental Classic Gold League standings. So Jack Perry's got 0 points, Pac has 3, Kevin Knight has 3, Mike Bailey 3, Kyle Fletcher 6, and Okada 6. That is the Gold League. Blue League has Orange Cassidy 3, Takeshita 6, Moxie 3, Claudio 6, Roderick Strong 0, and Mascara Dorada is 3. Everyone in the chat here, look at this. They're all excited for the Dynamite report because Brian's going to talk about how awesome it is even though the ratings have been collapsing. And I pointed out that, well, you know, the ratings for every show are collapsing right now because of Big Data Plus Panel. Yeah, but, you know, Dynamite's lost half their audience. Well, yeah, you know what? When SmackDown debuted on Fox, they had 4 million viewers. Now they have 1 million. They've lost 3/4 of their audience. Television has changed. So to use the television ratings in 2025 as any gauge of whether anything is successful or not, you're wasting your time. So everyone's attendance has gone, well, actually even WWE is down a little bit this year. But NXT's ratings have collapsed. SmackDown's ratings have collapsed. Dynamite's ratings, Collision's ratings. If you're on television, your ratings have collapsed. And what that has to do with the quality of the show, I have absolutely no idea. You know who does better ratings than Dynamite? NXT. And that show sucks. So I don't know what to tell you. But it was an excellent addition of Dynamite. I should bring this up, by the way. The opener was the Babes of Wrath versus Mina Shirakawa and Toni Storm, tournament finals for the AEW Women's Tag Team titles. And I thought the Babes of Wrath should win, but having watched AEW for a long time, I was certain that what this was a way for Toni to give the Babes of Wrath a big push. But in the end, he would go with the pat hand and the safe choice and put the belts on Mina and Toni. And he did not do that. The underdogs won. Tell me if this sounds familiar. They got a gigantic win. They became the first ever AEW Women's Tag Team Champions. After they got their big victory, they celebrated. They hugged each other. Fireworks went off. They gave a victory speech. The losers came up and shook their hands and congratulated them. And that was it. Nobody showed up and beat them up and laid them out and made them look like geeks. No, they let them have their big victory and then they let everyone celebrate with them. And then they left the ring. It was great. So we have new women's tag team champions. Then we had a Samoa Joe promo hyping up the match with Eddie Kingston later. Moxie did a promo with the Death Riders in the stairwell. The Death Riders are getting further and they're like that Bigfoot right there. Further and further into the background as Moxie cuts his promos. Then we had an excellent match. Okada and Jack Perry. Continental Classic. So it was Jack Perry's first singles match in a year. And this, you know, This slot in the tournament, this Jack Perry Darby Allin slot, Darby Allin of all people got injured already and is out of the Continental Classic. Jack Perry then immediately hits a dive and he tweaks his ankle, and you could see after the dive and then after being thrown off the top of the floor where a cameraman was supposed to catch him but didn't, he's selling that leg big. And I thought, okay, well, we must be doing something foot related here in this match. Turns out we didn't. And it turns out he actually hurt his ankle and was worried and ended up, he finished the match and it looks like he's going to be all right, can continue on in the tournament. But that was a scary moment right there. So Okada hit the Rainmaker, got the pin. Very good match. And Jack Perry, I think, much better served at this point as a babyface. Very good match. Then Don Callis and the family celebrated in the ring. They tried to recruit Jungle Boy, but he was not having this. He attacked them. They beat him up. Luchasaurus ran down as a distraction. Young Bucks hit the ring, and they made the save with chairs and gave Okada the BTE trigger. Almost got a hold of Don, but he got out of there. Actually, what happened was Takeshita made the save for Don. Got hit with the he took the bullet, basically. So this Takeshita is turning babyface here, probably sooner rather than later. My guess is it's going to come down to Okada and Takeshita in the finals of the Continental Classic. Takeshita wins, and then you know, maybe after losing the IWGP title at the Tokyo Dome, the family's probably going to turn on him. He's going babyface, and Okada remains heel. Eddie Kingston promo about the main event. Then we had a Mark Briscoe promo. Every promo on this show was setting up a future match, because they got a lot of big shows coming up. This was to set up the Mark Briscoe versus Daniel Garcia match for the TNT title, which is coming up next week. And they had a quick brawl, and Mark has promised to beat his behind this weekend. Shibata and Hobbs versus Swerve and Hangman. So this was a good match, but this was just one of those things where I don't know why. It's like, it's not even AEW. It's like every show has to find some way to make something simple way more difficult than it needs to be. So this match had just been announced as a match on television. You know, we want a match, all right? On, I guess, Monday evening, they added that it's now a tornado match. The stipulation is it's now a tornado match. So tornado match means everybody can be in the ring at the same time. So to the best of my knowledge, every tornado match is no disqualification. Well, they start brawling outside the ring, and the announcers go out of their way to explain, well, none of this brawling outside the ring and up into the, you know, the concession area, this is not a DQ because the match hasn't started yet. I was like, not a DQ. So they brawl all over the place. Then they get in the ring, they ring the bell, and the announcers once again say, well, none of that stuff that you just saw was a DQ because the match hadn't started. Now the match has started, and DQ rules are in effect. Meanwhile, there's four guys in the ring that are all beating on each other. I'm like, why are there DQs in a tornado match? And then, whatever you want to say about what the rules are, it builds up to a spot at the end where Hangman and Swerve go outside right in front of the referee, and they powerbomb Hobbs through a table. They have a table set up at ringside. And it's like, how is that not a DQ? So why they couldn't have just said it's a tornado match and not bring up there's DQs when the bell rings, I have no idea. They just had to go out of their way to make this more difficult than it needed to be. And they kicked poor Shibata's head off and got the win. So I would prefer no more kicking Shibata in the head ever, work or not work. Just protect that guy's head. This person notes in Jacksonville, the tornado tag was no DQ. God. All right. Don Callison did a promo, and he said, I'm prepared to drag the Young Bucks through the courts to get my money back, but we have all the best athletes. These idiots should get a partner, and I'll give my pound of flesh in Manchester. Six-man tag, winner gets the whole million. And so later, the Young Bucks recruited Kenny Omega, who basically said, Don Callis family, I'll do it for free. So I guess that means the Young Bucks can come out of this with $500,000 each. Stokely did a promo setting up FTR and Os Juice for the tag team titles next week. Then we had this match, Kyle Fletcher and Speedball Mike Bailey. Dear God. So I'm watching this match, and, you know, back in the day, the idea was to work light, you know, because you got a lot of matches, you don't want to get hurt. Work light. You want to make it look like you're killing each other, but it's fake. You work light. Well, those days are long gone. Long gone. And these two guys went out there, and they freaking murdered each other. I've talked to many people that have worked with Kyle Fletcher and Speedball Mike Bailey, and neither of these men are men who you would say work light. They are killing each other. And, like, Kyle gave him this body slam standing on the barricade into the edge of the barricade. And I was like, oh, my God. And then, like, today I hear all these people going, you know, he let him down really easy on the barricade, and he tried to work it. It's like, I don't care what you think you saw. The guy's back had a 15-inch long, like, he had his giant welt on his back from taking this spot. And then they're, like, doing, you know, the moonsault double knees, which if you're trying to figure out how to fake the moonsault double knees, I'll give you a hint. You don't. And they're just absolutely killing each other. And then they start doing all these big near falls and everything like that. And we got like 5 minutes of these two guys kicking out of every big move under the sun. And every time they kicked out of another move, the crowd went even more crazy. And, you know, I know people are going, oh, well, kick out. Listen, when you get the crowd going as absolutely insane as this crowd was, you're doing it right. But man, they kick out of this move, crowd's going nuts. They kick out of this move, the crowd's going even more nuts. They hit this move, it's got to be over, he kicks out. They're even going more crazy. It actually got to the point, they did one, I think it was a brain buster, whichever one it was. It was like, he kicked out of that, and I was like, okay, this is preposterous now. It's absolutely preposterous. And then they have a striking battle, and then Bailey ends up, after all of these moves, he pins him with a cradle. And like, when the match was over, I just thought, okay, that was the most ridiculous match I've seen this entire year. And it was also the best match I've seen on Dynamite in all of 2025. Both of these at the same time. Yes, both things can be true. And when it was over, it was patently obvious why. You know, we have one match, one Continental Classic match announced for the next week. One match on Collision. There's probably going to be two matches on Collision, and there's going to be two matches on Dynamite, but there's three matches that they have not announced yet because they have to figure out who's not hurt when booking this tournament. Well, watch this match, and now you'll know why. Completely insane. And then we had Samoa Joe and Eddie Kingston for the AEW title, which if you've ever watched an Ishii match, we basically had Ishii versus Ishii here. They both played the Ishii role. They pounded the bejesus out of each other. And at one point, I guess his new finisher is the DDT. I guess he just wanted something new. But he hit the DDT, and Joe rolled outside, and they keep wrestling. And then the big spot at the end, he goes for the back fist, which actually I think is a better finish anyway. But Joe avoids it, and he puts him in the choke. Eddie taps out. Excellent match. And, you know, even though they have the overrun, which I should note, by the way, YouTube TV caught the overrun this week and last week. Even though that happened, they have that overrun. They abruptly went off the air. I thought it was very kind of anticlimactic how quickly they just went off the air. I wish they would have shown the Danielson Eddie speech when the show was over, but instead it was just like, boom, we are out of here, and away they go. So anyway, that was the story, and an excellent, excellent edition of Dynamite. One of the best Dynamites of the entire year. So we'll talk more about Dynamite and NXT. I didn't do much of an NXT report. But Vinny will be on tonight. He's actually in the area where a lot of flooding has shut down roads, so he's probably going to be he'll be remote tonight. But we'll talk AEW Dynamite NXT, and we got more to come, so stick around. Observer Live.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-223-4979, 800-223-4979,
We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. 800-223-4979. Co-pays and deductibles may apply. Call 800-223-4979. That's 800-223-4979. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. SmackDown tomorrow. Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest versus Aleister Black and Zelina Vega. And Ilya Dragunov and Tommaso Ciampa. You know, last night on the board, there's a lot of people, and it's going on in the YouTube chat right now. You bury the promotion that you don't like, but you don't actually watch it, and so all of your criticism is completely off base. There's a lot of that with both AEW and WWE. So I was in the AEW thread last night, and people were talking about how great Joe is, the main event, Joe and Eddie Kingston, and they were like, "That's why I love AEW. You'd never see a hard-hitting match like this in WWE." And right then it was like, okay, so you don't watch WWE. Listen, that Joe-Eddie Kingston match was fantastic. But if you say that, there's no way that you've watched any of the Ilya Dragunov Open Challenges, for example. There's no way you're watching any random Gunther match. I mean, if you actually watch both promotions and want to complain about something that happens in one or the other, that's fine. But blanket statements about a promotion you don't watch, I just listen to it all day, and it's like, okay, you don't watch. You don't watch. You don't watch. You don't watch. You can always tell when people watch because they have fair criticisms about WWE, and they have fair criticisms about AEW, and there are fairly things to like and dislike about both if you actually watch them, and that goes for Impact as well, you know, and all of the other promotions. So watch wrestling, everybody, and do more watching and less reading Twitter, and you'll have a better understanding of this business. And for a great understanding, you can listen to Lance and I. We're going to do a live Q&A, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern today for platinum subscribers on YouTube. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Join us then. The audio will be up for everybody else afterwards. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.